الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الله عز وجل has blessed us the greatest of favors in the form of iman. It is only iman and living it out in the pure teachings of Islam that is the means of a good life in this dunya. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Over and above salvation and success in the qabr and eternal bliss, everlasting joy and happiness in the form of jannah and protection from the fire of jahannam. So alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has guided us towards this iman. That jannah that eyes in this world or ears or even the wildest imaginations have never gotten anywhere near to its reality. And that jahannam, that iman is a means of protection. The person who will be given the least severe punishment in jahannam, the disbelievers, will be a person made to wear clogs of fire, and the intensity of that heat will cause the brains to protrude from the skull. May Allah protect, may Allah protect, may Allah protect. Last week we had spoken about this month of Sha'ban, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast abundantly, optional fasting in this month, the various reasons given to show its importance and not become negligent because it comes between two great months preceding it, Rajab, following it, Ramadan. The month in which actions are presented in the court of Allah as an annual presentation, as a precursor, a preparation, veneration for the coming month of Ramadan. And lastly, because the death of every person that is to occur in the coming year is decreed by Allah, in this month, so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I wish at the time of the decreeing of my death, I am in a state of fasting. Another speciality of this Mubarak and great month of Sha'ban is its deep relation and connection with abundant salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A kitab, Madha fi Sha'ban, by great muhaddith, Sayyid Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki rahimahullah, about the significance of the month of Sha'ban, he has quoted on the authority of the kitab Tuhfatul Ikhwan, as well as Ibn Hibban al-Qastalani rahimahullah, Abu Hibban al-Qastalani rahimahullah, that there are opinions of many ulama that the revelation of the verse specific to encouraging salat and salam read in the opening khutbah, Inna Allahu malaikatah, that this verse was revealed in this month of Sha'ban. Many opine that it was revealed in the second year after the hijrah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara. So on this basis, it has great affinity, this month has great affinity with increasing in our salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we should aspire to do in any event at all times. It suffices that in this verse Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatah, Allah Ta'ala and all His angels, not just once off or momentarily or now and again, yusalloon. In Arabic, this is mudari', which denotes consistency, constantly. Allah and the angels constantly yusalloon, send down the most special mercies upon the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's durood, Allah's salawat means Allah Ta'ala sending down His most special mercies continuously upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the lifetime wherever our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, and after passing on the Mubarak Qabr, the Rawdah Sharifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is termed as Mahbatur Rahamat, That place where Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes down in torrents, unabated, consistently, continuously. May Allah, despite our many, many sins, honor us with ziyarah in the precincts of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak Rawdah Sharifa. Ameen. So Allah's mercies descend continuously. Allah Ta'ala is giving honor and status to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The malaika are constantly begging Allah Ta'ala for those same mercies. So when Allah and the malaika do, it is sufficient. Allah has then honored the believers. Allah wished to give us an increase in reward. And Allah then gives us as believers the honor. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi. You also send abundant salawat. So when we read durood, we do not do so ourselves. We cannot never ever fulfill the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bring Allah Ta'ala and we send down your most special mercies upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is for our honor, for our benefit. Wasallimu taslima. And over salat is Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. And abundantly Allahumma sallim ala sayyidina wasallam. Send your peace and your most special peace upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance and consistently. Another meaning is that all those who have believed, give yourself in totality to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for him, for his sunnah, for his mubarak teachings, for a deep relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what an honor it is that Allah has given us. The background to Durood Sharif, if we can understand it, the background, brothers, humble request is to avoid taking any pictures or videoing or photography, please avoid humble request continuously. This is requested. We understand the severity of this in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Wallahi, we will not take these chances. So the salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand it as follows, that the greatest ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has given to this creation is the sending of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this dunya. So every one of us are highly indebted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can never ever get anywhere starting to repay. The least we can do is attempt and try, and in that we say, oh Allah, you send down your most special mercies and peace upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously. On the other hand, it is a further veneration, honor and esteem to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is from the fundamentals of iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you, the hadith by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, quoted in Bukhari Sharif, that none of you will attain perfection in iman until I do not become more beloved to you than your parents, your children, more than any other human being. It is the fundamentals of iman that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love even our own selves. So what an honor Allah has made us in this great ummah. So it is a further means of veneration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what can be said of Durood Sharif? One of the great books compiled in this regard, written specifically only on the virtues of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spanning many hundred pages, by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah, Al-Qawl al-Badi'. He has mentioned in point form and with narrations backing each of those points, 52 different benefits of Durood Sharif in this dunya, in the qabr, as well as in the akhirah. 52 have been listed by point form and various narrations quoted on each of those points. For us, for easy reference, a very beautiful and absolutely brilliant compilation, Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria rahimahullah, as Allah has accepted him for other compilations, the Fadail Amal, Fadail Sadaqat, many great works in Arabic. This great compilation, the virtues of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, translated into English with the various ayat of Quran, the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many, many inspiring stories on the immense virtues of Salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One occasion, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu says, and he's one of the Ashara Mubashara, that any given time, 4 to 5 of us were constantly in the khidmah, the attendance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day and night. Should there be any need to assist, we were around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into a certain orchard. I followed behind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 2 rakats of salah and a lengthy, extremely unusually lengthy sajda, so much so that I started crying in fear that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed on. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed my anxiety and quiet for me thereafter, and I expressed my anxiety. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, the reason is Jibreel alayhi salam has come to me now. And such glad tidings, I made this lengthy sajda as a means of shukr to Allah. And so there are varying narrations that he has just now informed me that anyone in your ummah reads Durood Sharif upon me just once, Allah sends 10 special mercies. Jamaatul Muslimin, we listen to this continuously, Allah sends, but do we know what is just one mercy of Allah? When Allah Ta'ala created, when Allah Ta'ala had made mercy, Allah Ta'ala created it in 100 portions, and of those 100, just one has descended to earth. It is true that 1% of Allah's mercy, any kind of affection, love shown between the creation of Allah, mother and child, husband and wife, siblings, love between the believers, even in the animal kingdom, all of this is as a result of that 1% of mercy. The other 99 Allah Ta'ala has withheld to display to the believers on the day of judgment. How intense is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? So 10 mercies descend upon that person, 10 sins are forgiven, 10 ranks elevated for that person. There are some narrations that even has the addition, it is like freeing 10 slaves. The person who recites durood once gets 10 rewards. The one who reads it 10 times, one hadith mentions, at the minimum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one who recites durood sharif upon me 10 times morning, 10 times in the evening, with person is guaranteed my shafa'ah, my intercession on the day of qiyamah. The one who recites durood sharif 100 times gets the reward of doing so 1,000 times. And that person, in one narration it is also mentioned, is given an absolving from ascribing partners to Allah and from hypocrisy. That person is protected from hypocrisy and protected from the fire of Jahannam. So this is such an amal and action. The more we read, the greater it is. One great, great incident, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, greatest qari of this ummah. And before getting to that, one other narration comes to mind for fear that I may forget. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the one who will attain the greatest salvation from the many difficult phases and stages of the day of Qiyamah will be the one who has conferred the most durood sharif upon me. So in akhirah it is salvation. In this dunya, so many instances, dire circumstances, impending attack by the enemies of Islam upon Muslim cities, ulama advise excessive durood sharif, plagues, pandemics, excessive durood sharif. The Hisnul Haseen, great compilation of the kitab of du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was written especially as the Tatars were about to massacre the Muslims in the city of Damascus. The barakah of the compilation of the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is translated in English as well. Allah Ta'ala gave miraculous protection to the mu'mineen. So even on the day of Qiyamah, actions will weigh more heavily. A person will be given the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne, will be able to cross the sirat, the pul sirat, with great ease. Excessive durood in dunya as well as in akhirah, immensely, highly, highly beneficial. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says once, in the last 1/3 of the night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, O people, udhkurullah, udhkurullah, do dhikr of Allah ta'ala abundantly, do dhikr of Allah abundantly. Ja'at ar-rajifa tatba'uha ar-radifa. For that great shaking of Qiyamah is impending, it is very, very close. At that Mubarak time, I said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love reciting durood upon you. How much of my free time set aside for that and dua should I dedicate? He says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have dedicated 1/4 of my time just only for durood sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is great, but if you increase, it will be better for you. He then increases that from now on half my time. Same response, he says 2/3 of my time. And finally, he says, all my free time will be dedicated especially for salawat, for durood upon you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, idhan yukfa hammak wa yughfar laka dhambuk. If that is the case, Allah Ta'ala will see to all your worry, your fears, your anxieties. Allah will take care of it. And Allah Ta'ala will forgive you all your sins. Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan al-Shadhili rahimahullah, great alim, great Sufi of this ummah, says he was once in a jungle, wild animals surrounded him. He resorted to reciting durood sharif in abundance, deriving this proof that when a person recites durood, Allah's mercy descends. And when Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends, that person is guaranteed protection. Allama Shibli rahimahullah says one of his neighbors passed away. He made dua to Allah to see him in a dream. And in the dream, he asked him what has transpired. He says, I was definitely of those who are about to be destroyed because of my weaknesses, because of the abuse of my tongue. But a person in a very handsome appearance with a great fragrance came, assisted me in answering to the angels, and I was granted salvation. When I asked the reason for this, that person says, I am your Durood Sharif, I assume this form, and I have been asked to assist you in all your stages of difficulties. So the best we can do, this muhabbat, this love, excessive Durood Sharif upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla give me all of us tawfiq. Also humble appeal to contribute as generously as possible, inshallah ta'ala. And these are Mubarak days, the 15th of Sha'ban coming along also. A great night of salvation, of protection, of forgiveness from for all of one's persons. Let us inshallah await that and prepare. Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq, inshallah. Inshallah on 15th night of Sha'ban, advices will be given in the masjid. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wal Aqibatu Lil Muttaqeen Was Salatu Was Salamu Ala Khairi Khalqihi Sayyidina Wa Habibina Wa Mawlana Muhammadin Wa Ala Alihi Wa Sahbihi Ajma'in Amma Ba'du Faya Ayyuhal Nas Ittaqullaha Azza Wa Jalla Fi Sirri Wal Alan Fa Inna Allaha Yuhibbul Muttaqeen Wa Man Yattaqillaha Yaj'al Lahu Min Amrihi Yusra Ayyuhal Muslimun فلنشكر الله عز وجل على أعظم نعمة أرسلها إلى الخلق وهي بعثة الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد كثرت حقوق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علينا من الإيمان به بأنه خاتم النبيين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين ومحبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التي تزداد على الحب لأي أحد من الناس حتى لأنفسنا وإطاعة أوامر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واجتناب نواهيه واتباع سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ظاهرة وباطنة وحب أهل البيت وحب أصحاب النبي رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين وكثرة الصلاة والسلام على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن الله عز وجل كفى به والملائكة ولكن أمر الله المؤمنين ليثيبهم عليها فقال الله عز وجل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه عن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين اللهم احفظ الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا صفوفكم straight in the surfs and in the gap between shoulders and show that the heels are in a straight line
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو اعتدلوا تقاربوا stand as close as possible filling the gaps between shoulders and ensure that the heels are in a straight line الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. No.